A year of achievement sets the stage for continued success in 2026. Texas Border Business, Austin, Texas, Texas Land Commissioner Don Buckingham, MD, is proud to share the Texas General Land Office's GLO most impactful accomplishments during her third year leading our state's oldest agency that touches Texans' lives every single day. Continuing to lead Texas's oldest state agency and serve Texans as our state's first female land commissioner is a calling and a privilege. Every day is an opportunity to make a difference in the lives of Texas families. At the GLO, we utilized all 365 days of 2025 to ensure the Lone Star State remains the best place to live, work, and raise a family, said Commissioner Buckingham. This past year was filled with numerous wins for Texans, including billions of dollars in education funding for schoolchildren, robust veterans support, enhanced border security, completed coastal resiliency projects, greater energy independence, fulfilled disaster recovery initiatives, crucial Alamo restorations, and innovative land management strategies. As the GLO steps into 2026, we remain committed to ensuring every promise made is a promise kept for the people of Texas. Last spring, Commissioner Buckingham and the GLO signed an agreement with EOG Resources, Inc. to explore the benefits of produced water treatment in West Texas. Like the Carbon Capture and Sequestration, CCS, agreement, signed in 2024, this treated produced water project not only facilitates industry advancements but also prioritizes Texas's future energy needs while benefiting Texas schoolchildren through the Permanent School Fund, PSF. This agreement follows six other CCS leases awarded in 2023. These leases are estimated to produce $10 billion over the next 30 years. Commissioner Buckingham is committed to utilizing state land to benefit Texas students and ensure Texas continues to lead the nation in energy production. In total, these leases cover approximately 500,000 acres of state-owned waters along the coast. In 2025, the Texas PSF Corporation announced that the Permanent School Fund, PSF, would distribute a record high amount of funding to public education for the 2026-27 biennium. An astonishing $4.8 billion in education funding from the PSF will help support Texas school children. The new Commissioner's Map, Defender's Heritage Map of Texas, is now available for purchase. Commissioner Buckingham was honored to commission this map, which reveres the brave Alamo defenders who sacrificed their lives for freedom. This one-of-a-kind map displays the various land grants of the Alamo defenders and the Alamo survivors across the Lone Star State. The unique artwork is inspired by the historic frescoes in the Alamo Sacristy, creating a distinctive visual that blends art, history, and heritage. In May, Commissioner Buckingham gathered with local officials to celebrate the topping-out ceremony for the Texas Cavaliers Education Center. A state-of-the-art facility that promises every school child, no matter where they come from, will have a place to interact personally with the story of Texas. The center, scheduled to open in 2026, will serve as a formal learning center where schoolchildren will experience the history of the Alamo like never before. It will feature a welcome theater, breakout classrooms, and hands-on learning opportunities both inside the building and throughout the outdoor grounds, catering to kids of all ages. The GLO, in partnership with Rockbridge and the Alamo Trust, Inc., announced the acquisition of the Menger and Crockett Hotels in San Antonio. Two prominent properties that sit directly adjacent to the Alamo grounds. With the state acquiring ownership of both hotels, the GLO and Alamo Trust will partner with Rockbridge to ensure the hotels are thoughtfully integrated into the broader Alamo experience, supporting the visitor and providing a seamless connection between the hotels and the overall Alamo visit. Together, these efforts ensure that the Menger and Crockett hotels continue to welcome Alamo visitors in a way that reflects the significance of the site they neighbor, where history lives on in the heart of Texas. In a patriotic ceremony held on Veterans Day, the GLO and Alamo Trust, Inc., rededicated the Spirit of Sacrifice Monument, commonly known as the Alamo Cenotaph. Following the completion of its vital preservation, over the past year, the state of Texas has preserved the cenotaph in place. Crews replaced the monument's aging brick infill, repaired the failing drainage system, and properly affixed the large marble stones that had shifted over time. Additionally, experts cleaned the marble stones and carvings using careful techniques like laser cleaning and steam cleaning. The highly detailed cleaning restored the natural shimmer of the marble. The restoration of the Alamo Cenotaph displayed a commitment to preserving Texas history and heritage. It wasn't about repairing a structure, but about protecting a symbol of sacrifice and upholding the legacies of those who surrendered all. This past year, Commissioner Buckingham was honored to celebrate the Texas Veterans Land Board, VLB, for 79 years of serving veterans, military members, and their families. During the 2025 fiscal year, the VLB helped these men and women and their families secure loans that allowed them to own their own land, purchase their first homes, and adapt their homes to their specific needs. The numbers speak for themselves. 956 home loans closed totaling $385,207,754.16708. Land loans closed totaling $76,865,539.6294. Home improvement loans closed totaling $2,240,472.22. From the first veterans' land loans to the home loans, Texas State Veterans Homes and Cemeteries, and various additional benefits available today, the VLB goes above and beyond to care for our veterans. During Commissioner Buckingham's tenure, the Texas Veterans Land Board has assisted over 6,000 veterans with loans. Since the VLB's establishment, we have proudly provided more than $17 billion in benefits to Texas veterans and their families, honoring their service with the care and support they deserve. In early 2025, the VLB approved an increase for the VLB home loan amount from $766,550 to $806,500. A couple of months later, the VLB announced the addition of 14 new home lenders to the VLB Veterans Housing Assistance Program, VHAP. The addition of 14 new lenders means the VLB has now established relationships with more than 80 lenders, providing veterans with a range of financing options. Commissioner Buckingham was proud to announce in July that the VLB land loans team closed 87 land loans valued at $9,504,600, the highest amount in fiscal year 2025. Texans made sure our veterans felt loved this year during the VLB's Valentines for Vets program. Our Texas State Veterans Homes received approximately 37,997 Valentine's Day cards and letters, setting a record for the largest card donation to date. In March 2025, Commissioner Buckingham hosted the grand opening of the Tuskegee Airmen Texas State Veterans Home, TSVH, in Fort Worth. The VLB's 10th long-term care home for eligible veterans, spouses, and Gold Star parents in Texas. Named after the Tuskegee Airmen, the brand new veterans' home is 100,000 square feet and can serve 120 veterans. The Tuskegee Airmen were the first African-American combat flying support program in the United States Armed Forces. These pilots served during World War II and completed over 15,000 missions across North Africa and Europe. These brave men also received over 150 Distinguished Flying Cross Awards, 60 Purple Hearts, and the Congressional Gold Medal. Last October, Commissioner Buckingham was honored to be the keynote speaker at the groundbreaking ceremony for the expansion of the Central Texas State Veterans Cemetery. The project will develop nearly 20 acres at the cemetery and provide 4,700 pre-placed crypts, 4,000 columbaria niches, 2,700 in-ground cremated remains plots, a second committal shelter, Space Force as our sixth branch of service, and provide all necessary grading, drainage, irrigation, and roads. This expansion is intended to provide plot space for the next 10 years. These updates will help ensure veterans in the Killeen area and beyond are buried with dignity and that their families have a beautiful place to honor the memory of their loved ones. Texas State Veterans Cemeteries received a customer satisfaction score of over 99% for the third year in a row in 2025. The Department of Veterans Affairs, VA, 2025 National Cemetery Administration State and Tribal Veterans Cemeteries Satisfaction Survey revealed that 99.28% of all respondents questioned were satisfied with their overall experience at all four VLB cemeteries. This incredible metric reflects a steady upward trend, as Texas scored 98.12% in 2022, 99.03% in 2023 and 99.11% in 2024 in this area. The Veterans Land Board submitted a grant application to the National Cemetery Administration, NCA, of the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, VA, to build the East Texas State Veterans Cemetery, TSVC. This came after Commissioner Buckingham received overwhelming support from the Veterans Cemetery Coalition of East Texas, which delivered over 4,500 petition signatures in support of a future Texas State Veterans Cemetery in that area. The VLB's Voices of Veterans program continues to capture the stories of Texas military heroes. The Oral History program seeks to record the stories of Texas veterans and archive their stories at the GLO. Commissioner Buckingham is proud to announce the completion of 29 interviews in 2025, which will be released next year. Last January, Commissioner Buckingham kicked off the new year by announcing the completion of border wall paneling on the GLO's newly acquired 1,402-acre ranch along the Rio Grande at Starr County's border with Mexico. The completion of the 1.5-mile border wall paneling came shortly after the GLO acquired this ranch along the Rio Grande. Less than 24 hours after closing on the property, Commissioner Buckingham signed a Memorandum of Agreement, MOA, with the Texas Facilities Commission, TFC, authorizing them to begin border wall construction. Recently, Commissioner Buckingham directed GLO Asset Enhancement Department staff to identify tracts of GLO-managed land along the border, particularly in Hudspeth County and other high-risk areas that could be vulnerable to cartel tunnel activity. Within the past year, cartel tunnels have been discovered in San Diego and El Paso, prompting the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, to expand its persistent surveillance and detection system to strengthen tunnel detection capabilities along high-risk areas of the southwest border. Since taking office, Commissioner Buckingham has prioritized using every available GLO resource to assist state and federal partners in gaining complete operational control of the Texas border. In 2025, the GLO started and completed multiple coastal projects aimed at renourishing our beaches and revitalizing coastal habitats. In January, Commissioner Buckingham announced the completion of the largest beach nourishment project in Texas, the McFadden Beach Nourishment and Dune Restoration Project Phase 2, which encompassed 14.5 miles of restored dunes and beaches. In spring, the GLO began a major coastal preservation effort at Rollover Pass. The Rollover Pass project, which was completed in August, has strengthened vital habitats for marine life while enhancing recreational opportunities for coastal communities and Bolivar Peninsula tourists. Last summer, the GLO began work on multiple projects on Galveston Island, including the Jamaica Beach Coastal Erosion Planning and Response Act, CEPRA, project, and the Continuing Authorities Program Section 204, CAP 204, West Texas Beach Nourishment Project. In October 2025, the GLO completed the Indianola Harvey Repair Project to address damage caused, in part, by Hurricane Harvey. The GLO also began the Old Queen Isabella Causeway Demolition and Artificial Reef Building Project at South Padre Island. This past summer, Commissioner Buckingham continued the 2025 Coastal Roundup at South Padre Island. More than 30 organizations around South Texas brought various exhibit items, including a robot dog provided by Texas A&M Kingsville's Environmental Engineering Department, a Mobi chair, and other life-saving devices from the Cameron County Parks Department's Beach Patrol. The event was filled with educational opportunities and fun activities for all ages, including face painting, music, and door prizes for the 500 attendees. The 2025 Adopt a Beach cleanups were wildly successful as Texans continued to show up to help keep our coastline clean. More than 400 people participated during the 2025 Adopt a Beach winter cleanup, covering 12 miles of coastline, picking up over 5,300 pounds of trash. During the 2025 Adopt a Beach spring coastwide cleanup, nearly 5,000 Adopt a Beach volunteers across the coast rolled up their sleeves and got to work, removing more than 53,000 pounds of trash. The 2025 Adopt a Beach Coastwide Fall Cleanup saw 6,892 volunteers participate. 2025 Adopt a Beach Coastwide Fall Cleanup saw 6,892 volunteers participate in that cleanup, removing 67,586 pounds of trash along 131.7 miles of Texas beaches. The GLO continued advancing long-term recovery and resilience for communities across the state, administering more than $1 billion in Community Development Block Grant for Disaster Recovery, CDBG Doctor, and Mitigation Project funding in 2025 alone for previous disasters. Additionally, HUD approved the GLOWS plan for $555 million to help communities impacted by the 2024 disasters recover and successfully launched applications. For both the Home Rebuilding and Repair Reimbursement Programs across 27 federally eligible counties, the GLOW achieved a major milestone in 2025 by completing the final homes in the Homeowner Assistance Program, HAP. Hurricane Harvey Disaster Recovery Mission. The GLOW has also served homeowners impacted by Imelda, Laura, and repetitive flooding events in the Rio Grande Valley. In total, across all home rebuilding programs, the GLOW has been able to provide more than 9,600 Texas families with a safe and resilient home for the holidays. The GLOW completed reviews and approvals of all remaining project applications under the Regional Mitigation Program, RMP. Providing funding for critical infrastructure improvements, including drainage systems, sewer and waterline upgrades, road repairs, flood prevention measures, and fire safety enhancements. In total, the GLOW has approved over 200 projects worth more than $1.1 billion. The GLOW also approved more than $135 million in applications through the Disaster Recovery Reallocation Program, DRRP. Which is designed to utilize de-obligated and unutilized disaster recovery funds to provide communities with outstanding unmet needs the opportunity to access remaining CDBG Doctor funds. These regional investments will help mitigate risks associated with hurricanes, tropical storms and depressions, flooding, fires, wind, and other hazards. The agency also announced it will be closing applications at the end of the year. For both the Local Hazard Mitigation Plans Program, LHMPP, and the Resilient Communities Program, RCP. Both programs are part of the GLOW's long-term strategy to help communities strengthen local planning efforts, modernize codes, and protect life and property from future disasters. The GLOW's partnership with Texas A&M University's Institute for a Disaster Resilient Texas, IDRT, celebrated a major milestone with the launch of the Texas Disaster Information System, TDIS. A new data platform designed to help communities access hazard information, visualize risk, and improve long-term mitigation planning. The portal was funded by the GLOW and developed by IDRT in partnership with the Texas Water Development Board, TWDB, and the Texas Division of Emergency Management, TDEM. TDIS addresses the long-standing challenge of fragmented and inaccessible disaster-related data across the state. The portal provides public sector employees, Texas communities, academic institutions, and researchers with access to tools that enable them to make more informed decisions before and after disasters. The TDIS launch marks a significant step in modernizing the state's disaster preparedness technology and improving access to reliable, actionable data. Collectively, these accomplishments underscore the GLOW's continued commitment to strengthening community resilience, completing major recovery initiatives, and ensuring that federal disaster recovery and mitigation funds are deployed effectively to protect Texans for years to come. In September 2023, Texas Land Commissioner Don Buckingham, MD, announced a $10 million allocation from the GLOW surface damage account to the Texas Railroad Commission for plugging orphan oil and gas wells in Trinity Bay. As the project was set to end, the GLOW provided an additional $8 million in April 2025, allowing work to continue in Trinity Bay without the need for asset demobilization. The plugging process ran from March to June 2025 and resulted in 18 wells plugged, 21 wells flushed and with flow lines removed, 18 wells removed of cribbing, 1 additional well casing removed from a previously plugged well, 1 additional cribbing platform removed, removal of wooden structures surrounding the wells. The GLOW and RRC have identified 6 orphan wells in Baffin Bay as the next target for removal. Preliminary work is underway, with full removal planned for spring of 2026. By utilizing oil spill response equipment and facilitating local partnership agreements, and seeking new removal resources, the GLOW successfully removed 64 derelict and abandoned vessels from Texas waters as part of the Derelict Vessel Program. The GLOW, in coordination with the Gulf of America Alliance, GOAA, supported the removal of 5 abandoned vessels from South Galveston County, totaling approximately 21,040 pounds of debris. 1 month later, the GLO's Oil Spill Division, in collaboration with the GLO Coastal Resources Division, closed out a project to remove another 5 derelict vessels from Texas coastal waters. The Oil Spill Division also facilitated 6 vessel turn-in program events in Galveston, Brazoria, Orange, Matagorda, Chambers, and Jefferson counties to safely dispose of 240 unwanted watercraft, totaling 3,857 linear vessel feet, and 562 gallons of oil pollution recovered. Commissioner Buckingham was honored to share her recent cover story in Shale Magazine, a leading publication in the oil and gas industry. The article showcases the unique role of the GLO and highlights Commissioner Buckingham's heart for serving the people of Texas. In June 2025, Commissioner Buckingham and the Texas Public Policy Foundation submitted comments regarding the golden-cheeked warbler. In response to a regulatory reform request for information from the U.S. Department of the Interior, the comments urged the Department of the Interior to completely delist the warbler from the Endangered Species Act. She also celebrated another victory for Texas property owners when she announced that a final listing rule, designating 2 distinct population segments of the lesser prairie chicken, has been vacated. Commissioner Buckingham called the ruling an immense victory over government overreach, and said the Biden administration's improper classification of the lesser prairie chicken was a clear infringement on property rights and a threat meant to undermine Texas's booming oil and gas sector.